Any other question, Mr. Jolly? Maybe you'd like to ask other questions, or yes, sir, behind.
Hi, my name's Paul Linton. I used to live in the old Nemeska. Then I stayed away. I didn't come back till now. I have a couple of questions about Route du Nord. The first one I discussed with you already, what are we going to do where all the roads cross? The other one is a little further from here. You're saying that you're going to Forestry Road 1009, which goes into the backside of the Barrette-Chappé logging plant. If that's correct, have you done any kind of study to see the impact on the people of Ojibwegamo using their access road with your trucks?
Indeed, you are totally right. This is something we have looked at, and this is exactly why right now we are looking at a different option. So the one option that was presented so far is using road 1009, so 1009, going to Barrette-Chappé. But over the, I would say, the last months, we have had some discussions with people in Chibougamau, and there might be some new developments that will, in the end, make that we won't be using that road anymore. So we would prefer to go through another road, another logging road, which is located about in the same area, but that would not, in fact, we would not be going nearby the Ojibwegamau community. We would be going straight to Chibougamau, just north of Chibougamau area, to have the transshipment area unit be located out there. In fact, it's maybe Guy can provide more details about this transshipment unit, but right now it's really in the development phase. So definitely, if we were to still use that road, this is something that would have to be considered. But from the perspective we have right now, I think it's a lot less likely that we will be using that road. In fact, more likely that we'll be using another road located just south of it. And so avoiding totally the Ojibwegamau area. Mr. the President, maybe we would like to present a picture to answer the previous questions, if possible. Good, thanks. So, as you know, right now it's the waste truck and tailings pile is no longer nearby the lake. So, what I'll do, maybe I'll just stand up and explain it using the. So, one of the. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. So, if you look at this little map, and I know it's really small, but in fact, we are just west of the future, in fact, the projected mine site. We are on Route du Nord, and we are looking at the future mine site. This is what you would see today. This is what you will see on, let's say, March 30 of 2000, let's say in 26 years or maybe more, 30 years about. So this is the pile itself. So this is the best picture I have to show you what this future waste truck and tailings pile will be looking like. So you see the angle of the slope here. I think it's 3 to 1 or something like this, 2.5 to 1, the slope. So that means you have to go 3 feet horizontally to get 1 feet high. That's about the slope it will be this year. So this is the future pile. In fact, we have done visual simulation like this from various point of views. And one of the things that is important to understand also is that this pile will not be like this for 50, 75 years. Straight from year 16, we will be revegetating that pile. So progressively revegetating the pile from year 7, that area here, and from year 16, the other area. So that in the end, this will look like a natural hill, revegetated with plants, herbs, shrubs, and trees. And to make sure that this will happen at the end of the mine, Nemaska Lithium has the obligation, as per the provincial law, to already pay, right from the beginning, before construction, to already pay for all closure fees. So in this case, the closure fees are evaluated at about $7 million. And Nemaska Lithium has already, in fact, they have to, because of the law, they will have to give that money to the government straight from the beginning. So if there's something happening, the Damascus Lithium doesn't exist anymore, the money is there, and we can, the government will be able to close that site and clean it up.
Thank you for this answer.